Today in the Middle East, talks between Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres and Palestinians have been inconclusive. Peres proposed the withdrawal of troops from some West Bank towns as a way to test the ability of Palestinians to control security. 7 out of 8 major West Bank towns now see the redeployment of Israeli troops. Last week, a bus ambush killed 8, and there was a double suicide bombing in an immigrant neighborhood of Tel Aviv. The talks have resumed amidst calls for a new government tactic against the families of suicide bombers, deportation. Joining us from Jerusalem is NPR's Julie McCarthy. Julie, what's the aim of these talks? What are they focused on, and are they going to achieve anything?
Well, the purpose is to really find a way to relieve the suffering on the West Bank. 700,000 Palestinians have basically been confined, unable to go to work since the Israeli army was redeployed after a series of back-to-back attacks on Israeli civilians. So Israel and the Palestinians are looking for ways to get life up and running again. Now, apart from unemployment, there are also rising health concerns. Malnutrition is creeping up, according to new studies here. The United Nations says that some 2 million Palestinians are considered vulnerable, meaning they have inadequate food, shelter, or health care. So these talks are aimed at addressing those looming humanitarian problems.
So what's on the table, Julie?
Well, according to Israeli press accounts, the two sides are talking about possibly instituting only night curfews, granting more work permits to Palestinians so that they can come to Israel to work, and also speeding up the transport of Palestinian goods through Israeli checkpoints. Palestinian farmers say they don't even bother to pick the fruit on their trees. It's rotting as it falls to the ground. And these measures would help them get their products to the market and earn a living again.
There's been a lot of talk about reforms the U.S. and Israel want to see inside the Palestinian Authority, especially in matters of security. Has that element come forward at all?
Well, yes, the Israeli media says that the Palestinian Interior Minister presented plans to reform the Palestinian security services, which Israel and the United States have said is critical. In addition to making Israel feel more secure, you know, Shimon Peres said today, you know, we'll leave when they stop what he called terrorism. A well-functioning security apparatus allows Palestinians to take charge of their own affairs again, and you don't have this lopsided situation where Israel is the one meting out justice against the Palestinians.
Now, Julie, there was a huge international outcry this week after Israel proposed deporting the families of some suicide bombers and Palestinian militants. Is this still going ahead?
Well, it looks like there has been some break on that. There were 21 relatives of suicide bombers and other militants with the threat to exile them. Now, today, the European Union joined the United States, the United Nations, the Arab League in condemning that idea. The EU said moving against families constitutes a form of collective punishment that can't be justified. Now, as these critics mounted, Israeli defense officials met with the Attorney General. And according to one of the newspapers here, the defense establishment is saying that only a few of the 21 members detained in recent days would be expelled to Gaza. And of course, now the Attorney General is saying we need to establish a link between these relatives who've been arrested and the attacks themselves. So there would seem to be a case where international pressure has curbed Israeli tactics in dealing with the Palestinians.
Julie, the reoccupation of the West Bank was widely seen to have been an effort to protect Israelis. To what extent have things like the suicide bombings of last week, the bus ambush, undermined the public confidence that this is working?
Well, there are questions creeping into the equation. One editorial said today that this ongoing occupation of the territories is exacting a very high moral and political cost. There's questions about the curfew. Are they also contributing to producing new risks? This could be, in the words of one newspaper columnist, a way to erode international backing for Israel's position.
NPR's Julie McCarthy speaking to us from Jerusalem. Thanks very much, Julie.
Thank you.